Alice Waters, the creator of California cuisine, has said, "Shelling fava beans is one of the most meaningful experiences." This poem is not shelling fava beans with Alice Waters. I jammed with the Afro-American jazz band in the old off plaza on McAllister, and with the blind black pianist whose name I can't remember, in the club we knew as the Question Mark, whose sign on Haight Street was just a neon question mark, when the club was straight and featured jazz, all while the rest of the world took in, especially in those years of the 1960s, especially in those years in San Francisco, the high tsunami of rock. But I never jammed with Bird, with Miles, or Monk. I played pickup basketball on the Panhandle courts and on the North Beach and Groton playgrounds with many of the good ones, most forgotten, though never with Macheri or LaCour, nor with Bill Russell or Casey Jones. Later, I'd have lunch with Joe Alioto to listen to his stories of San Francisco, to his literary reveries, his poems. But I never saw or spoke with Ena Coolbrith, whose birth name was Josephine Smith, nor with her namesake Josephine Miles, or Kenneth Rexroth, Martin Luther King, or his mentor Howard Thurman. And my kids had a soccer game apiece the day Doris Muscatine invited me to shell fava beans with Alice Waters.